Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bad performance in game two, obviously losing the first two games at home, BT. And then Sunday night, I went over to your house. We watched game three together. It was looking ugly to start. I was shocked the Knicks came back, but they showed their resilience as they always do. It's funny, when you're just about to count this team out, back up against the wall, the ultimate resilient team, they come back and steal one from the Pacers, and now a chance to even this series where all felt lost Friday night down 0-2, a chance to get even tonight in Indiana.
They really defy every basic principle of what you expect from a team that's knocking on the door of winning a championship. They fall behind massively, you know, multiple big comebacks, Celtics for sure. They don't protect big leads. Their starters, based on the plus-minus, don't fare well together at all, and they don't win at home. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And here we are with a chance to win tonight, which I feel pretty good about them actually doing. It would even things up. But I think for them to even things up and for them to win the series, they're going to have to, Tom Thibodeau's going to have to realize that what he came across the other night is, to me, the only solution for them to win. Because the way they go with Brunson and Kat trying to do their thing together, it does simultaneously, they offset each other a little bit offensively, and they add up to a too big of a defensive deficiency to run them out there for 40-plus minutes concurrently. Stagger the minutes, get some of those guys, whether it's DeLon Wright, whomever, Shamit, give them a little more run, just let them play some defense, and the Knicks should do well tonight.
Yeah, I feel the opposite. I know it worked in Game 3 out of necessity, and I know Towns had a big fourth quarter. I'm more upset about Look, they blew Game 1. They should have never choked it away. So I don't care what coaching decision, should have never choked that away. Game 2, they had Karl-Anthony Towns on the bench, glued to the bench in the fourth quarter when they desperately needed buckets. And then in Game 3, I'm seeing guys that I want no part of in the regular season, let alone in the postseason with Shamit and Wright. So while they gave serviceable minutes, while the Knicks were able to come back, I do think a lot of the reason why the Knicks were able to win Game 3 was because the Pacers just did not shoot the basketball well, where they were lights out in the first couple of games. I expect that to change. I think the Knicks are going to need to score a lot of points, which is why I want my best players on the floor. Hey, they got to figure it out. I mean, this is a big boy game. They're both big boys. They're both all NBA players with Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns. They haven't figured it out to date yet to maximize the both of them on the floor at the same time. That's something that's going to have to happen, in my opinion, for them to win a championship. I'm not looking to separate them. I'm trying to jam that square peg in the round hole and get them to work together once and for all.
Some might say jamming in the A gap, some might say. All right, so I'm going to try to follow your lead for a little bit here and go bigger picture championship. Not this summer, not that macro, but just push this forward a couple of weeks here. To me, if they try to win the way they've tried to win this year, they're going to lose this series. Like, I really thought that the Knicks were slightly better than the Pacers coming in. They're not better. The New York Knicks are not better than the Indiana Pacers if they try to play the way that they think that they should play, or the way that they played most of the season. I don't think they're better. Of course, we can debate that. I mean, I'm not saying I'm basketball god here, but just watching these deficiencies and these defensive laps and all the things that we've all watched, I just believe Carlisle will just beat them to a bloody pulp and eventually get the toe tag, and the Knicks will lose. I think the only way that they can win is to try something different. And I hope that the other night was a foreshadow of things to come, in terms of the distribution of minutes and maybe changing some of the roles here. And if they do that, they will win the series.
Yeah, it really just comes down to, like, okay, tried a different starting lineup. They did. Great. They got down huge in that game anyway. So for me, it comes down to the final few minutes. And the Knicks are built with significant flaws because their best defensive player cannot be on the floor down the stretch. I mean, the only thing Tibbs could do is save all his timeouts and just timeout, offensive possession, timeout, and keep switching these guys like he did at the end of game three. But Mitch can't be on the floor, so you're already losing your best defensive player down the stretch. And then offensively, you know, I want both Brunson and Cat on the floor, but has it worked to the best of levels with both those guys on the floor? It hasn't. So there are deficiencies that they have, but it's not about how they start to me. It's not about the third quarter. It's not about the majority of the minutes throughout. It's really going to be about the close where you would expect, as it has almost every time, for it to come down to the final, you know, 5 minutes or so of the game.
All right, question for you. I'm going to frame it differently. So remember when St. John's was going on the run and we started to incorporate them more in the show?
Yeah.
And you're like, I love the way they play defense. I love their energy. And you quickly picked up what the rest of the nation knew. They didn't shoot the ball well enough. You know what? The numbers back that up. The St. John's Red Storm, they were a deficient three-point shooting team. They were a deficient free-throw shooting team. And we trusted those numbers, right? But why aren't you trusting the plus-minus numbers from the Knicks starters? It's saying the same. It's saying something different, but it's pointing clearly something out to me that is unavoidable that you have to change.
Because I'm watching with my eyes, and I know the best offensive players are Towns and Brunson. So I want them on the floor. I wanted Cat on the floor in game two, at the end of game two.
But what about when I volley back, and again, the numbers back this up, but I say they're also the worst defensive duo. Where's the balance?
But you know that getting in. They don't have it. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
but
the
I think
problem.
It's been more amplified. Like, I knew we knew that during the season. We were like, yeah, something's a little bit off with the Knicks. I'm not really sure what it is. They don't look quite... I honestly think that this really is it. I knew that Cat wasn't a great defensive. I knew he wasn't good. And I knew that Brunson was obviously going to take advantage of him. I didn't think they were this bad. They're worse than I thought defensively. They're terrible.
Which they might be able to overcome if you could have Mitch on the floor to close out. But you can't because having him there negates the offense because it's just going to foul him.
Yep.
So, okay, so my point would be play Towns on the perimeter. Have him, whatever, defensively, you know you have Mitch protecting the rim. So Towns would be useless defensively anyway. And at least offensively, all right, you got Towns and Brunson together. But no, the Pacers would just foul Mitchell Robinson and try to get him to the free throw line, which negates having both Brunson and Towns because you want them to shoot the ball down the stretch. The Knicks are built to be a better offensive team. That is their goal. They had the defense. You know, when Tibbs first got here, whether it was Reggie Bullock or Elfrid Payton, whatever, those guys.
New Orleans, like, Noel.
Yeah, that iteration of the team was good defensively.
Yep, it was.
They still were good defensively, even last year with DiVincenzo and Hart or whatever. But they're not supposed to be a great defensive team. They're supposed to be a great offensive team. That's why you get Bridges. That is why you get Karl Anthony Towns. I know they're trying to, not halfway it, but Bridges and OG on the wing. They're supposed to be good perimeter wing defenders. Would that compensate for the lack of defense from Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns? So far, they've been okay, but obviously it has not been nearly enough because those guys are getting chewed up. I want offense. I'll take my chances with maybe Indiana missing some shots and making sure they don't get a second shot at it. You have to grab your rebounds, but I want the offense on the floor.
I get it. It's a different philosophy. And by the way, I thought that the wings would be enough to kind of...
balance it out a little
bit. Yeah, like just... just kind of avoid being destroyed defensively. The problem is they're getting into their second, third, and fourth options on the initial play, and that's because of Rick Carlisle and his great coaching acumen. And then the wings are less impactful because now they get the matchup that they want. They ISO Jalen. They get Cat moving his feet. He's done. You know, listen, a lot of the things we talk about, right, day to day on the show, month to month, week to week, like there was a reaction, not everybody, but for some, Devin Williams is cooked. All right, well, Devin Williams is not cooked. He's obviously been much better since a bad start. Juan Soto's going to have an atrocious first year at the Mets. He could, but I think most of us who really trust baseball know he's going to go nuts at some point and he's going to be Juan Soto. And those things to me are fluid, right? What's not fluid to me, only because there's been enough evidence, there's been enough sample size for me, is that it is untenable. They cannot win. I don't mean a game. They cannot win a championship if those guys play 40 minutes every night together.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joe is in Hohokus. What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Great show as per usual. BT, I completely agree with you. Sal, respectfully disagree with you. The playoffs are always about matchups and adjustments. And this isn't a game in the middle of the season where you just run them out there and let them figure it out. The Pacers cannot defend Cat. They've had a hard time defending him. So when the offense runs through Cat, there's better ball movement. It's not isolation ball with Brunson. And on top of that, if you remember game one, Brunson had no legs game one. He was turning the ball over with the last 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
And you saw game three where Coach put Brunson in with 3 minutes to go. Just this is regarding to your question earlier of what would you do with 5 minutes to go? You have to do anything to win this game because this is a must-win. You don't want to go down 3-1. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Brunson's their best player. I'm not disputing, Joe, and thank you for the call. I'm not disputing that you got to do anything you can to try to win the game down the stretch, but Brunson's their best player. And to me, he gives them the best chance to win, regardless. Now, if you want to go... See, the problem that you have is if... there's no scenario where I don't want Jalen Brunson on the floor. There's not one. He's their best player. He's got to be on the floor as much as possible. So now from there, it's okay, well, if he can't go with Cat, well, then what's the other option? Mitchell Robinson? You can't have him on the floor at the end.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, that's where you and I really disagree. I got no problem Jalen riding the pine for a couple of minutes here. And I'm talking about, you know, when a game's in the balance, you know, mix up a possession or two, down a possession or two, where every defensive stop becomes imperative. Like, you got to offer some defensive resistance. And let's face it, guys, you know, we could get on Cat, and I know he looks sometimes awkward and gangly or soft or sloppy, just going to the... Just looks weird sometimes, some of his moves. But the defensive issues start at the top. And that is Jalen Brunson. That is just the easiest thing. That's why I'm okay with him sitting if it comes down to it late. When you get cross midcourt, first guy meeting you for the most is Jalen, the point guard. It's just too easy.
Yeah, but I think that could be overcome more so than Cat's deficiencies defensively. Plus, Cat offensively is nowhere near the consistent player that Brunson is.
See, but I disagree with that too with Cat. I think at least Cat with his length, if he's in decent position, could at least be a deterrent with a hand up and maybe make you feel him. Like, once you elevate over Jalen, it's a wrap, dude. You should run over him. Flick, flick, flick.
Okay.
That's a problem.
But dude, now you're taking their, like...
I know what you're doing. I know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no point to even have the conversation if we're minimizing what Jalen Brunson is. Honestly.
I disagree.
The Knicks are... How could you disagree?
They're
only here because of Jalen Brunson.
If you take
Jalen Brunson off the Knicks,
yep,
the last 3 years doesn't happen.
With all that, but some things could be true equally here. I agree. Guy's a beast. I said he's better than Ewing.
Right.
I stand by it.
And I don't. I never said that.
I stand by it. That assertion is rubs some people the wrong way. Tough. I believe it. I believe Jalen Brunson's impact in winning more than Patrick. That's what I said. I love the guy. That doesn't mean I'm going to go through life with my eyes shut. He's on defense. It's a red carpet. I mean, you may as well get the Stevie Cohen trumpets.
Right, but
do whatever you want on offense, boys.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to sit him if I have to.
But how could... See, that's where now I feel like there's a complete contradiction. If you feel that he's the best player since Ewing, you've said that many times.
Offensively, he's the best player.
All right.
That's it, though.
Okay,
and defensively, he's the worst in the league.
Okay, but we knew this. That's not.
I didn't know he was the worst in the league, dude. I'll man up. I'll own it. I knew he was, you know, not fast and not going to, you know, like you're going to get by him. He can't really elevate. I didn't think he was terrible. He is a terrible defender. He's awful.
But this is not a surprise to them, and it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, whether he's the worst or not. We know he's not a good defensive player. They need him to win. He's their guy.
It's a tough dilemma, dude.
It's not to me. They can get beat. And they're going to get beat, as I said, before the postseason. It's not going to be because of Tibbs. It's not going to be because of the gelling or the chemistry. It's going to be because their best players aren't good enough. That's it.
Now,
that would be the reason why they would get beat.
I don't think that Tom Thibodeau is going to sit him late. I don't, but I'm saying I would.
Yeah.
But let me just give you an exact specific situation, and let's play the percentage game for a moment, all right? What the hell's calling me? Stop. I'm talking about the Knicks. Stop calling me. So let's say that the Knicks are up 6. Right? With 3 minutes to go. Up 6, far from insurmountable, or even inside of 3 minutes. 3 minutes to go. Do you think the Knicks have a better chance of, with Brunson, by the way, not making every shot necessarily that he's going to take.
Right.
It's not a preordained fact that he's going to, every shot he takes, he's going to hit. So, and he's missed a lot lately. So, would you rather have less offense and much more defense than the possibility of a lot more offense and the worst defense?
Yeah, I would rather have the more offense.
We disagree.
Because I think that's where the NBA is going.
That's where we see it differently.
And I think that that's how the Knicks are built. Give me the best defense. What's the Knicks' best defense?
Deuce!
Yeah, okay.
I know at least Deuce. Here's what I know. I know that Deuce has a chance to make some big buckets. I know Brunson has no chance to make big stops.
Then I know. So then should we start Deuce?
No, we shouldn't start that because I'm going to tell you. Because the value for Brunson over the course of 35, 36, 37 minutes is that he can score 40 points. And I know that Deuce can't or won't. And I'm trying to play both sides of the fence, admittedly here. Admittedly.
Right, but I have an issue with choosing. Like, Cat sucks defensively.
He does.
So why choose him when already, like, they've done that in game 2 to a fault to me? They already went that way with Karl Anthony Towns. Now you want to do the same thing with Jalen Brunson, which to me just does not make any sense. But why choose to bench Brunson instead of Karl Anthony Towns?
Because I don't think the Pacers can stop Karl Anthony Towns. They don't have any defender. Miles Turner looks big. Karl Anthony Towns is better.
Right.
Now, Turner's a good pro. He's obviously could shoot. He's good. I think there's a better chance to have Karl Anthony Towns exploit. See, we talk about the Pacers' offense against the Knicks' defense because that's the focal point for me. What we could flip and very easily say, who's stopping Cat? The answer is nobody. I think they've got
Cat
a better
chance. Stops Cat. That's the problem.
Well, or the lack of getting him the ball stops Cat. Either the plays or Brunson. And, you know, and I own this and I admit this. I hate that I'm saying into a live microphone to New York for a guy that I love in Jalen Brunson, that I would be willing to sit him. But I stand by it all because he truly is the worst defensive point guard I've ever seen. He's horrendous.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Adam is in South Jersey. What's up, Adam?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing today on Game 4 day?
Let's go, buddy.
I listen, man. I'm ready to go tonight. I think they're going to win tonight. I still say it's six, though I didn't say I'd go the way of getting swept two at home. But, you know, they can win two on the road because for whatever reason this postseason, they're just a better road team. Maybe it's the pressure to guard and whatever it is. I think you're both right and you're both wrong in this sense. And I said this to you guys the other day. Tibbs has to feel the game. This is a strange team. Different things seem to work on different nights. And I don't think you can go into this game with a preordained plan of this guy's playing the last 4 minutes, this guy's playing the last 4 minutes.
I agree with that.
If you get someone that's hot, you kind of got to run with him. And you know, something that's really, and I love Tibbs, so this is no disrespect to my boy Tibbs, but this is the one thing he doesn't do that I don't like. You have two dynamite offensive players in Brunson and Cat. When is this team going to start to let them help each other and run pick and roll with them two and give Cat the high-low option?
I don't know.
And if he does that, you can cut Anunoby to the basket or Bridges to the basket when the double comes.
You're so right.
The double will come.
I don't get it, man.
I've been waiting for this whole series. Why are they holding it in their pocket?
I don't know. I honestly don't. It's frustrating. Like, to me, man, I'd be doing high pick a low all day. All right, you want to sag off Brunson? Bang, there's a jumper in your mug. You want to drop coverage? All right, then I could do this. Oh, you're going to go with Cat? I could drive. Oh, you're going to go with Brunson? Cat, go to work. Like, now I know that's probably an oversimplification. There are responses somewhat, but they're from Indiana's perspective. But there's not a lot of responses when those guys are the dynamic offensive superstars that they are. And I think that that's one of my concerns with Tom Thibodeau, whether it's a lack of offensive creativity, whether it's a lack of adaptability in terms of minute distribution, reallocating roles. This is nothing new. And here we are, man. The rubber's meeting the road tonight.
But he's
I got to see it from Tom.
But he's done that throughout the course of the postseason.
But why did he do it the other night? Because he had to.
I'm saying game one.
Because it'll foul, Sal.
Game one of the postseason, he rode with campaign. He rode with campaign. Game two, he sat Carl Anthony Towns the majority of that fourth quarter. He did it the other night. So it wasn't just about the foul trouble. I mean, obviously, with Deuce McBride was in the worst foul trouble with three fouls in 1 minute in the first half, which changed a lot of different things, which to me, that led to Wright getting in the game. If not for that foul trouble by McBride, Wright's probably never getting in the game.
I agree. Who That's why I'm saying he kind of got a little fortunate there.
I know, but
DeLon Wright's a good defensive player.
Oh, dude.
Bro, come on, man. Dude, he's such a good defensive player. It's the only reason he's in the league.
Come on. We're talking about DeLon. BT.
Free
him. We want more DeLon Wright and more Landry Shamet and less Jalen Brunson. I mean,
that sounds worse than having Lindor abandon one of the sides of the plate. I get that. It, on the surface, that. You're right, buddy.
Yeah, I'm all
the
right.
Surgery. That sounds idiotic. But yes, to an extent, based on the way the game's going.
I get it. Game two, you had texted me, I guess, what did we do that day? We worked that day. And I was already at SNY. By the time you texted me,
yes.
I was at SNY, and you're like, hey, come over for the game tonight. I was like, I can't. I already planned to pick
you
up dinner.
You ordered food. That's what it was, yeah.
I ordered food, pick up dinner for the wife, and go home. I was like, but if you're around Sunday, knowing we had off on Monday,
you
make it happen. You said, fine, come on over.
Come on over, buddy.
And it was cool to be able to watch the game. I mean, we talk about these games all day.
I know.
Every day, you know, 5 days a week, we're talking about the games. Yeah. Why not watch a game together?
Yep.
So it was cool to be there in real time watching the comeback and watching Cat take over and go nuts. And it was fun to get into the Knicks. And we had some other people over as well, just hanging out watching the game. So
yeah, you got a big fan?
She loves you. Abby.
Abby is a massive Sal fan, and I still don't know why, but
Abby loves you. To the overnight days.
Yes.
And she thought she was being, she was imposing. I was like, absolutely not. You want more pictures? No, tell me more about the overnight. Yeah, she used to listen to the overnight on the next day on Rewind, and I was like,
A massive sports fan. You heard her talking about her Giants. I mean, it's not like, I'm a fan, and then he asked, well, no, she goes into the weeds, and she's a massive sports fan. Great. We love them. What an awesome family.
Tim and Abby, right?
Tim and Abby. Yeah, it was
Tim's
great time.
Fans. Anyway, it was
late
cool.
Night, too.
Yeah, I know. I left. I had to go home, but it was...
Fire was still burning around 2:20 in the morning, dude. I told you, we get out there, we get loose. A couple good seltzers,
if you know what
I mean.
Especially after a Knick win.
Oh, yeah. Well, the fun part was that in a lot of ways, it was a continuation of our talk show. Because as things were popping up on the screen, we were going back to, hey, we were talking about this or that or a Tibbs thing or a defensive thing or a Carlisle thing. So it was awesome. Now, the question is, we're one for one.
I know.
Wow. Do we maybe go to get some wings tonight and watch the game somewhere?
The issue that I'm not opposed to that. The issue that I have is I have SNY. I'm scheduled to work SNY after the game tonight.
Ugh.
I know. Now, I probably could...
Finagle your way out?
Meh, but then now I lose, you know.
Lose some money.
You're paid here.
I know,
But I know. We did think about that. I'll tell you this. We're going to have an issue. If there is a game six,
yeah,
then we probably do need to do something.
Well, that's a weekend.
Yeah.
That's the one in Indiana.
Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
In Indiana.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do about that. But, yeah, I mean, that's either way. We got to get together and watch that game. Have to.
Good luck. Right.
You going to bring the wife into this stuff or no?
It's too late for her. You know,
it's too late. What is your wife, nine years old? She's a grown woman.
For our daughter.
Listen, have mama come over. Yeah, mama Licata.
Right. Now you're getting into a whole nother. Now it's just too much, the logistics of it. BT's like, oh, you want to bring the family? I was like, no, I'm good. Well, I'll just come.
I wanted to make sure you knew the invite was for everybody. Although, yeah, I was kind of figuring it might just be you. Sal did bring, he did not come empty-handed. Yeah. He had a case of Surfsides, correct.
Yeah, a full case of the Surfsides to go.
Oh, man.
And we enjoyed those.
That was a good night, dude.
Yeah, that was fun. BT had said, and
how's the fire pit? Honestly, how warm is it?
It was nice. It was very nice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Fire massive game. Flame. I don't mess around with that flame.
Only issue that I have.
What do you got?
You did stumble across changing the channel a couple times.
Go ahead, tell him.
You're messing around with the remote mid-playoff game.
I know.
He's sitting on the remote.
Honestly, I had a couple too many seltzers. I forgot where the remote was. And it was next to my thigh, and it was kind of pinned up against the cushion of the chair. So I just moved probably to you because you were to my left, and that's where the remote was. As soon as I moved, I'm like, now I went to like channel 9, like WOR.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, get back to 5, whatever it is.
And I didn't say anything, but on the inside,
like you did
I was
say
dying.
Something. No. You did.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. And then the thing is, my wife got on me. And then she wound up doing the same thing later.
Yes, that
so,
is true.
I guess the tears really are not great with the remote.
BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. Matt is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Matt?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
How are you, Matt?
Hey, Matty.
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you. Hey, real quick. So 2 points. First of all, that guy, that last caller, great job. Pick and roll. Listen, if I believe and trust in anybody, it's the point guard. Oh, my God. Brunson.
Yep.
Because he's smart. Yeah, yeah. And they got to, in the offseason, they got to do pick and roll all day, every day. It's not like Cat brings the ball up. You know what I'm saying? This isn't a LeBron-Luka issue where they both are ball dominant. I don't think Cat's ball dominant. He doesn't bring the ball up. But they can figure out. Their problem, fellas, and there are minor differences, but their problem is they're 2-3-4, Hart, Anunoby, and Bridges. They're essentially the same guy. They're 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". Obviously, Hart's not a shooter, but they're the same guy. That's why Siakam is killing them, because they don't have a four that can guard Siakam. Hey, may I make a point about Tibbs real quick, fellas?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Would you agree, and Tierney, you coach baseball. I coached for probably 12 years, whatever that means.
Probably your job as a coach. Basketball. Okay.
Nothing. It means nothing. You're right. You're right. But your job as a coach is to what, Tierney? To win the game, right?
The job is to put the players in the best possible position to succeed.
Yes. Of course. Okay. So we all know that.
Yeah.
Now, quick math, fellas. I'm not going to bore the audience. This is very quick math. Would you agree that the easiest way, the quickest way, to score 15 points is 5 3-pointers? Would you agree with that? The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That means the Knicks get 5 possessions. If you take 5 times 24, that's exactly 2 minutes. You take 2 minutes off 2 minutes and 45 seconds, you have 45 seconds. That means the Pacers got to go the quickest way, 5 for 5 from three, and each three is an average of 9 seconds per possession.
Matt, what are you talking about?
I actually followed him, but I almost didn't want to anymore, but I got him.
Between that and the wind, I'm not going to bore the audience. I'm falling asleep here, for goodness sake.
Here's the
9 seconds times 20 again.
Short version. Yeah. Tom Tibbs messed up. Game two. That's the short version, I think. I think that's where he was
talking
going.
Talking about game two?
Well, I think he was talking about the lead and then the inability, like how hard it is to score that many points that quick. Yeah, I mean, basically, that's what he was getting into.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We've tried to do the math, guys. Let's not complicate it. Can we just watch a basketball game and try to enjoy it without the math? One point that he did make, I would leave Hart out of the OG and Bridges thing where he said they have three guys that are basically the same. We've talked about that before where they have two that are redundant to me.
Mm-hmm.
OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. They are essentially the same player. Not identical. Mikal Bridges' offensive game should be a little bit more. OG should be a better three-point shooter, but they're both perimeter defenders. They both are essentially the same player. When I have a list of things, I came up with this during the Pistons series when I was out dealing with the death of my brother-in-law, BT, and I was just coming over with flaws on this team. Two shooting guards, neither is a great shooter. One is 6'2". And that includes, obviously, Deuce McBride.
Good Deuce. Player,
not a great shooter. One center who can't defend, and one has zero offensive game.
Mm-hmm.
Two starting small forwards who basically do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No power forward, to the caller's point. Too sloppy with the basketball. Star point guard, not a good defender. Those are just some of the things that were... These are not secrets, but I wanted to make a clear list as I'm watching them in the postseason against Detroit in round one, come up with all these different things that I think are flaws. You could add now to the mix that the two players, the two best players don't play well together offensively. Like, there are many things that are...
No bench.
Lack of depth. Like, there are many issues with this. You want to question the coach? Again, I didn't put that on my list, but many issues with this team, yet they're 3 wins away from the NBA final.
Yes, but the circumstances, and we'll take them. I mean, a lot of times circumstances go against our team, so when you get a couple of breaks, you got to ride with it, but you also have to cash in. And I think the way they'll cash in is if they try to win in a way moving forward that is a little unconventional and counter to what we've watched this year and what we expected this year. See, once a narrative or an expectation's created, if you deviate from it, it seems so far, and it's like, oh, that's almost reckless here. I think it's proactive rather than reckless. I think it's smart.
Right. Now, the reason why I wouldn't do it is not because it's not proactive or because it could work. I don't believe it's their best chance
to win. I got you. Yeah.
I firmly still believe, in spite of the numbers, I still believe their best chance to win and close out a game would be with both Brunson and Cat on the floor at the same time. Nothing really much to it, but, you know, just a little worried about taking our 4-year-old for the first time to a theater. The problem is I get antsy, and I like to get in there early. I don't want to be late. We're going to a new movie theater. I've never been in Jersey before.
It's a nice one. It's the one we go to. Nice, right?
Wasn't bad. Although I will say, you're waiting on the line, you get the food. Okay, no problem. And then I was about to go in,
mm-hmm.
and oh, sorry, theater 10's not clean yet. Well, not clean yet. What's going on here? I guess they have a bunch of different movies.
They do.
Yeah. So, and this particular movie where it was the opening weekend for the Lilo and Stitch thing. Anyway, so we got in there. We're there basically a half hour before the movie actually starts.
That's too early,
man. I mean, like you're seeing the previews and things like that.
Previews don't start 30 minutes. I mean, you're sitting in darkness at that point.
It was a little bit of whatever commercials, and then the previews started, and then the movie. So next time I'd probably just go a half hour later, maximize the time, because then Sammy started getting restless a little bit. Now she's up and jumping around and, like, you know, dancing or screaming to the, which is all right, but then you get the people in front of you. I'm worried about.
I'm always worried about that too.
Then she wants to go for a walk.
Yeah.
So we had like three walks during the movie. One bucket of popcorn dropped and spilled all over the place. Yeah, it's all right. I was already done with it. Most of it anyway,
I devour that too.
Yeah,
I was going to stay on daddy's lap here, guys.
Now it did get to a point where I, like, initially I'm like, who cares? Lilo and Stitch movie. Then I got into it.
Welcome to adulthood.
I know, but then I get into the movie and it's not a big movie. And Sammy's like, I want to go for a walk. I'm like, take mommy. Daddy's watching the movie.
We
had to change turns with the walk. You missed kind of the end of the movie a little bit. But overall, it was good. I don't know if we're ready to go back anytime soon.
Well, it's got to be the right movie, obviously. You know, and when you're 4 years old and you just turned four, there's not many options. Lilo and Stitch is great. That's a great great entry into the next phase of her life here. These movies are phenomenal. Like, I get into, I told you, like, whether it's Moana, Moana 2,
yeah, good.
Secret Life of Pets back in the day, you name it, they're wholesome. Now, there's also things you pick up that the kid doesn't pick up with certain things, which is good. Could be good, could be bad, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I love going to the movies, just hammering back some popcorn, big fat Sprite, little soda.
Would have been better, like, to me, would have been better if she fell asleep during the movie than get up and want to, like, go for a walk or causing, you know, causing some drama around there. But whatever.
When that happens, do you get more antsy or does your wife? When you feel like she's making it a little tougher for the other people around her.
Oh, no, more me. I get more antsy. My wife is like, let her go. And I'm like, no, like, you... First of all, she's got to listen to me. Like, whether my wife thinks it's right or my daughter, it doesn't matter. What I say goes. Like, that's how it is. Even yesterday, it was another issue. Like, we were over some friend's house for Memorial Day. And, like, I'm like, she's playing with toys, which is normal for a four-year-old. But she's making a huge mess. And I'm like, clean up. And then I got the people who are hosting us and my wife saying, oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll clean up. I'm like, that's not the point.
Yep.
The point is I'm telling her to clean it up. You're undercutting me here. She's got to listen to me. Mm-hmm. Right or wrong. Like, I know you could clean it up. I could clean it up, too.
Yep.
I want her to clean it up.
How did it end?
Guess how it ended.
She didn't clean it up, and they did.
Well, eventually, at that particular point, then I just checked out. And I was like, all right, we'll deal with this when we get
there. Yeah, exactly. No, that's
eventually
funny.
She cleaned it up with my wife helping her. But, like,
all right. There's a lesson to be taught there. I don't disagree with you there.
So, so the same thing in the movie theater. Like, what she's doing, dancing, jumping around, whatever, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No.
But I want her, if I say, hey, stop doing that because the guy in front of you is going to be annoyed, you should be listening to that.
I agree.
You know, accidents happen. The popcorn's going to get spilled. Yeah. You know, kids are going to be kids. But
sure.
Like, when daddy says something, because you don't set that precedent now. You run amok by the time you're 13 or 16.
Run amok. Think about how reluctant you were to so blatantly ignore what your dad said. It didn't really happen that much.
Couldn't.
Not when he was next to me.
Yeah.
Now, when I was away from him, now I would try to cut corners and do some things that I knew I shouldn't do. In front of him? Are you kidding me?
For me, it was both. It transferred over where I was. It was embedded in me where I was not going to mess around. All right. But my daughter doesn't have that yet. BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the Knicks calls. Ronald is from Inwood. What's up, Ronald?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. So my takeaway from game three, I love what I saw. I actually like that lineup because now they're not giving that. Gonna put up a much size now with Robinson and power forward, and I would put Josh Hart in the small forward because the guy is small, but he got a nose for the ball. The way he dives for the basketball for the rebounds, love that. And then the bench points, we have more bench points than the Pacers.
Who cares about the bench points, though? Who, like, I know maybe you want to get caught up in that, Ronald. I don't necessarily care about that. The same thing the other way, the earlier series, like, oh, look at the Celtics bench or the Pistons bench. Yeah, well, the Knicks don't use their bench. They use all their starters.
Fair.
Anything else? Go ahead.
and then just Towns. I like him aggressive because you guys say he's slow, right? He can't move around, and it looks awkward when he goes down, but it's good when he's going downhill. But I like those shots that he takes. It looks very difficult. Like, what are you doing? You're just chucking up shots.
Yeah.
You're just chucking up shots. But he makes them. You know, and because he's tall, so he got that.
Listen, Ron. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the call. He's earned the right to shoot those. Now, they don't. Sometimes I'm like, it's a rush. It's a force. But guy's 40% from downtown. He's a shooter.
Yeah, I'd rather him shoot the three more often than not. So I'll live with some of the bad shots. I want him to keep shooting the basketball.
Yep.
And, you know, with today's NBA, there are going to be bad shots all over the place. You just hope that you're going to make some of these things. I don't think the Knicks ultimately have enough shooters. If I can fix two things about this group, and again, this is more of a conversation for next year, but I would add a true power forward. Like, who can defend Siakam right
now? How about
now?
Precious Achiuwa?
Yeah, I mean.
He dial him up. I mean, central casting 101, 6'8", quick feet, long arms, tough, good defender. How about that guy?
Again,
he's on the team.
There are limitations. Like, is it too much for me to ask to add a true power forward who maybe can score a couple of buckets? Like,
yeah.
Well, you don't have to be a lights-out three-point shooter, but either a three-point shooter or somebody who can score down low.
That's asking a little bit too much with him.
I mean, okay. But so I'm saying just for an addition for this team to round it out, a power forward and a one premier shooter. Like, doesn't have to do anything else. I don't need great defense. I just need somebody who can be a sharp shooter. The Pacers they're oozing these guys.
Yeah, and one of them's probably not playing tonight, Nesmith.
The Celtics were oozing these guys. Like, give me a secondary piece that could just light it up from downtown. I never loved Steve Novak, but
I love Novak.
Yeah, he just couldn't do any. Like, he couldn't even dribble the basketball.
No, he was a shooter from the corner. Yeah, from Marquette.
But even that, like, on this team, I think that would work. I want one lights-out shooter and a true power forward, and I think that would make them mesh better as a team as opposed to some of the redundancy that they have.
Now, the only problem with that is, and I think those are two good starting points here, but if you have that lights-out shooter who can't do anything else, you can't play him with Cat and with Brunson because now you got three guys who can't play D.
Right.
So is he just a second unit guy?
Yeah, I'm not saying you need to be a starter, it's some instant offense or when you're going with a heavy defensive lineup.
Mike Hauser from the Celtics, 42%, that kind of guy.
Even if he's not just a lights-out, like, they need a better shooter. The dude I love from Detroit was Beasley. Even though he's not a great shooter, but he's a guy that can get catch fire. Like, somebody like that that's got the potential to be, on any given night, a high scorer off the bench.
Well, listen, we'll stick with the Knicks here, and I'll give you two guys. So, basically, two guys in Knick history that I think fit the bill, even though the NBA's changed a lot. A modern-day Trent Tucker or a modern-day Hubert Davis.
Yeah.
Guys that can shoot. That's it.
Yeah, I think that this team...
can't do anything else, those two guys.
I think that this team is clearly missing that and would help spread it a little bit more. But again, as long as Cat and Brunson are here, the offense obviously is going to go through those two guys. Matt is calling from Houston. What's up, Matt?
How we doing, boys?
Good. What's up?
You've been, in my opinion, very understandably so critical of Cat. I think we've seen this playoffs, the good Cat, the bad Cat. I think we've seen enough of that to know what it is. But I think that you said something, I don't know if it was on the air or on Twitter, that is so true. Cat's just not a smart basketball player. And the reality is the coach has to know that, right? He has to know that that's true. I think you can get away with these lineups. I'm not saying we got to shove DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet down our throats, but I think you can get away with that lineup so long as Cat is cooking because everyone else essentially covers for him on defense. We would be foolish at this point, right, to think that Cat knows how to guard the screen and roll. He's in a blender every single time.
He's lost.
And at this point, how many games are in the playoffs? We're not fixing
that. He's been around 10 years. He still can't do it. No, he's never going to be good at that.
That's the point, right? It's not like he's a 21-year-old rookie. He's a 10-year vet. He ain't picking it up. And maybe Tibbs' system's even more difficult. Mitchell picks it up. He's not. We can't take him off the floor. You just have to supplant and put guys around him who can kind of cover up his warts and let him cook offensively because they can't guard him.
Yeah.
Remember that. They can't guard him. We just got to find a way to get enough stops in the second quarter, maybe early fourth, to where we can go matchups down the stretch.
I think that's a good point. A good call there, Matt. Thank you, buddy. Listen, I think the biggest mismatch in the entire series favors the Knicks. The problem is they don't exploit it enough.
And that's Karl Anthony. They have nobody that could cover him. Now, there are Pacers who have obviously presented some issues for the Knicks. Nesmith, you know, 8 of 9 from three, and Halliburton could cook late, and they got Miles Turner could shoot out. Like, they got other players. But to me, there is nothing, when I look on the court, at every conceivable matchup or player combination for either team, the guy who's got the biggest advantage scoring the ball is Cat. And they don't use him enough.
Well, it's why my biggest issue in this series was having Karl Anthony Towns on the bench in the fourth quarter of game two. Doesn't make any sense. Oh, no, more Mitch. I mean, come on. And that's what everybody was saying after game one. More Mitch and more Deuce. Why Brunson? And the same thing with Cat. Oh, defensive liabilities. Guys, I'm just telling you now, though. To me, this is an overreaction. I know you were going based off of the numbers. When you're talking about Shamet and DeLon Wright and going with that more of a lineup, like if that's what you need to beat the Pacers, you've got no shot anyway. The Knicks, this is a total overreaction. Just stick with what they do well. Just execute it properly.
Doesn't work for me. It sounds good. Doesn't work for me. They can't.
They have to.
But they can't.
It can't because be the... God. You know, I'm saying it can't be DeLon Wright and Shamet is the answers here.
Well, I mean, at what point are you going to believe the numbers that the Knicks starters are horrendous together?
Right, but forget the numbers.
I can't.
No, but we watch them play and we know that, okay, with the starting unit, man, and I'm getting off the good starts in the team. They still have made it this far. Somehow as a team, they've made it this far. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, they are what they are. The way to fix that is not to bench some of the starters and go with more DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet. It's to get better players or different players that mix better.
Okay, so the first thing you said is that, you know, they made it this far. And I know what you mean, but you've got to incorporate the circumstances. Like, you could make it far against the Pistons, who had nobody with playoff experience. They're all young, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was still a life and death series. You could beat the Celtics, who I think were one of the weaker champions from the previous year in recent years, and certainly the absolute weakest Celtics champion that I've ever seen. You know, and then obviously the Tatum injury, whatever, and then Hauser injury. Like, okay, so they won, and it's been fun, and I give them credit for making sure that they won. But, you know, I can't say that they made it this, like, oh, you can. I don't lean on that because, to me, that doesn't give me confidence that it's going to continue, which means if I don't believe it's going to continue, and I don't, I'm looking for alternates to try to piece this thing together in an even more unconventional way. And the way I'm doing that is less Cat, less Brunson together.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.